Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. My name is Robert Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Radio, and tonight my guest is Joey Barker, and she's an angel therapist. And without any further ado, I'm just going to introduce Joey to you, and we're going to start talking about how angels actually play out in our everyday life more than we feel. So, Joey, how do you feel the angels play more than people will allow them in their day-to-day life?
Great question, Rob. Actually, everybody has angels with them. Whether they feel them, sense them or not, they are there with you. Everybody has two guardian angels, if not more. And everybody has the ability to connect and communicate with their angels. And for me personally, my life has transformed tremendously ever since I've been working with and communicating with the angelic realm.
And now this is my favorite question, and this is something I'm really starting to expand into myself.
Great.
How is the world actually more out of the physical realm and in the spiritual and the angel and the unknown than we ever will imagine or believe until you've experienced it?
Okay, let me see if I understand the question. You know, one of the things I do is teach people how to communicate with the angels. And I believe that, you know, as I teach each and every person and they're making that connection, and as we make that connection and we're connecting to that higher vibration of the angels, we're changing the vibration of the planet, you know, one person at a time. And there is such a spiritual awakening that's taken place on the planet today that I believe that major shifts are taking place. We have people that are learning to communicate with the angels that are living a more peaceful life, that are communicating with their angels on a daily basis, that even though we might go through our crisis, that we are still centered and we can still have that peace about us because we have that connection to the angelic realm. Does that help answer that question, Rob?
Yes, but and very much so. And also, how do people really open up through your psychic, your mediumship and stuff like that to trust the unknown, and not only the angel realm, but themselves more in their own abilities with everything you do?
Absolutely. One of the things that I want to try to, even though we are going to be limited on time, is give people the steps on how to connect and communicate with their angels. And all it takes is really trusting, believing, and practicing that what we get is our angels talking to us, because really they're just validating what we already know. And so it's just a matter of used to asking. The first step with communicating with your angels is to ask. Literally is to ask and release that question and that request to the angelic realm. We just let it go and know that it is so, that it's being taken care of.
And Joy's website is www.angeltalkcafe.com, and you can go there and learn more about what Joy does.
Absolutely.
But something that I'm really expanded into myself is we really, in the physical realm, everything is already happened in the spiritual and the subconscious mind before it even hits the conscious mind. How does trusting your angels and talking and asking your angels actually alleviate and let you expand through situations easier than when you go into it with just what you know?
Oh, absolutely. You had mentioned mediumship earlier, and, you know, mediumship is the ability to communicate with the people on the other side. You don't need any of those gifts or talents. I believe everybody has that, But don't misunderstand. You don't have to have that psychic ability or that mediumship ability to communicate with your angels. The desire to do so is enough. And I'm sorry, Rob, I totally lost the question you had just asked. I'm ahead of myself.
Yeah, and we all, you know, that it isn't that you're ahead of yourself. You already answered the question the way you chose.
Oh, okay. Great. You know, it's such an easy thing to do that as we communicate and we get that answer, and it's that trusting that we do and the believing that it can be that they will provide for us. The angels are gifts to us from God. Their purpose is to help us. They bring comfort. They bring protection. They bring love. And they're here to help us with our life purpose. What is it that we came here to do? They're here to help us accomplish that, to help us grow here on, I call it the Earth School. And as we move into the energy of what I call the flow, and we know our when we're connecting and we're receiving, that opens our heart chakra. And that opening of the heart chakra is that sense of knowing, what is truth.
And, you know, how do people get caught up in a false truth by outside sources and from their childhood, do you believe? Or do you feel?
You know, one of the major things I believe that's important when you're working with the angels is to know and understand divine guidance from false guidance. False guidance can be lower energies, or it can just be our ego going, no, that's not true. You know, not, you know, that can't happen. But divine guidance will always be uplifting. It will resonate. It will not. It will support you in all that you do. And so, if you ever receive anything that's on a negative scale, that's either our ego, lower energies. Divine guidance will always be uplifting. And if we miss it the first time, your angels will bring that information back to you until we get it, until we learn how to trust. It's always a win-win situation when you're working with the angels. That's what I love about it. It's always a win-win, no matter where you are on your path in life, no matter what your religious background might be, or maybe there's no religious background. It doesn't matter. The angels will work with you no matter where, who or what you are on your path. It's a win-win.
And if you open up to this and you start engaging in, well, let's say in the angel realm, I'll get to the caller in just a second. But when you're dealing in the spiritual or the angel realm and above the conscious mind the first time, how do you get people to understand that the life is, they choose is right above their conscious mind? It's right outside the realm of the conscious mind in the subconscious mind. And the angels help you get there to open that up.
Exactly. And I believe that that's part of what I call the truth. And, excuse me. And once you learn how to communicate with the angels, you're moving into that truth one moment at a time with all these experiences that you have with the angels. Because one of the things that the angels do will bring you clarity. And with that understanding of that clarity, you are just opening up the possibilities and your life just begins to flow. Does that make sense to you?
Very much so, because it's the flow of the glow that gets everything in gear.
It does. It's like, you know, such peace and joy. And this is for everybody. Everybody has this ability. And all we have to do is be willing to ask the angels for assistance. No request is too big or too small. And to trust that they're going to go about it and we will get our request. and to release it. And then whatever it is that the angels, because they will answer that prayer once it's asked, they will answer. And there's usually an action that needs to be taken on our part. Maybe we need to do something or forgive somebody. There's usually an action. And as long as we follow through with those steps, your life just changes. I've had a divine intervention where Archangel Michael saved my life. I've had actually two scares. And I'll tell you what, the peace and the joy and the clarity and the love that I have experienced working with the angels, and all we have to do is ask, and everybody has the capacity to work with their angels. It's so easy. It is really easy.
It is once you let go of thinking you have to do it all. Isn't that true?
Exactly. You know what? The spiritual support system on the other side, whether you're working with your guardian angels, angels, or the archangels are in a whole other category with specialties that they assist us with.
And are you open to a phone call?
I absolutely am.
Good evening, 828-256. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tina, North Carolina.
And do you have a question for Joy?
Yeah, I see angels, and they seem large because I asked them, I said, oh, my God, you're angels. Will you come up closer? Because they were, like, far away when I landed. I see them all floating up on my ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
They don't show me their face, but they come up close.
Okay.
And they're big, seem like. And they've been with me for a while, and they seem to, I asked them if they lit up once in their, like near their heart. Does that sound right?
Yes, absolutely.
And I asked them to blink once for yes and two for no. And they do, but I really don't know what they were there for. I was sick and ready for surgery, and they've been with me for quite a while. And
what color? Did you see any colors with them?
They're like a white, and they're in robes.
Okay, awesome.
And they float.
You know, you bring up so many, many points here. I definitely appreciate the call. There are four ways that the angels will communicate with us, and this is through visuals. They will show themselves to us. We will feel them, or through our thoughts they will communicate with us, or through sound we will hear. And in this case, it sounds like you're very clairvoyant and you're seeing them. And angels will appear to us in a way that's comfortable for each individual. So in your case, you're seeing them big, which, by the way, is usually the archangels. They're very big in stature. And being that you were right there ready to have surgery or had an illness, I would believe it could be Archangel Raphael, who is the healer. And a lot of times we will see light.
I mean, they're constantly with me. They're constantly
absolutely
with me. And not only that, but I've also heard, like, church bells ring, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, is that a warning? And I opened up the bathroom window to see, and it was just the angels. And
absolutely,
then they would play the music.
Yes.
And
it's,
I'm like, what are they trying to tell me?
To let you know and to get familiar with their energy. Because if you will say, okay, angels, I know, I see, I feel that you are with me. What message is it that you have for me? I'm open and ready to receive. And whatever your thoughts might be, whatever you might see, even if it's like a title of a book, they will communicate with you. In this case, they're getting you familiar with their energy. And we know it's an angel versus a spirit guide. A spirit guide has actually had an incarnation here, and when they go to the other side, they go into lesson. An angel will have that bright white light about them. And that's when we know it's a higher vibration and they have that bright white light.
Well, when I close my eyes, sometimes it's like shooting bright white light.
Yes. It's the flashing lights, and they're just letting
yeah.
you know they're there with you, and they're there to work with you, whatever it is that you're going through or whatever it is that you're wanting to manifest or an answer to. Sometimes it's just clarity about a situation. And believe me, there's always an answer to even what we think is a most difficult situation. They're there, and they always have it to be a win-win situation. Even in difficult times, I have seen the angels literally work miracles around a situation. I said, this isn't going to end good. And you know what? It does. When you invite the angels in to bring resolution to a situation, peace. I mean, seriously, it's like I live this. I teach this. And I still share with my friends, can you believe this, that the angels did this? I mean, I live it, I breathe it, and I still am just amazed. What they were due. But I really sense that what the angels want you to know is that they are with you. Have you read any of Doreen's books, Doreen Virtue?
Oh, yeah, just about all of them. Yeah,
okay.
And I think I'm a medium.
Oh, awesome.
I communicate with spirit. But the angels, I never wrote before. Now I write poetry about God, and I think it's the angels doing it, not me.
Well, the interesting thing is one of the messages that I'm getting is if you're not keeping a journal, is to start journaling your thoughts, your prayers. Now, when we ask the angels for assistance, it can be just in our thought. It can be a prayer out loud. It can be written down on a note, just as long as we ask. The one thing that's important, the reason why it's important to ask is because of the law of free will. God will never, the angels will never impose their free will. Now, the exception to that rule is if we were ever to be in a situation that we would die before it's our time, then the angels will intervene on our behalf, which I've actually had that experience. Otherwise, it's important for us to ask and give them permission. And I always suggest to be very specific when you're asked. Don't just say help, because they're going to go, okay, what do you want help with? Let's get specific on whatever it is that you want. And they keep showing me a journal book with a pen. So you need to be writing. You need to be journaling. There's a lot here for you to be doing.
Okay.
And as far as the medium, I definitely get that you do communicate.
Okay. You know, I'm sure I do, because I've read for
mm-hmm.
a couple of people. I just bit my tongue and said I'm going to try it.
There you go. Just make sure that when you're working with mediumship that you do use a prayer and protection.
I always call
on Archangel Michael. Okay, good. Great.
Yeah. I always ask God to surround me in his white light.
Very nice. Very good.
Okay. And I thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. You're so welcome.
All right, welcome. Can you leave me on so I can listen?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Anyway, Joy, and I want to thank the caller for calling in. But also, I'm on the angeltalkcafe.com website.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on the healing and the therapy part where you got your angel cards and Reiki.
Yes.
How does angel work and Reiki go hand in hand?
Perfectly. Reiki is a lot of people refer to it like as a healing touch, but it's actually just universal life force energy that is transferred from the Reiki practitioner to the healee. And when I do Reiki, which is totally healing energy, I call upon the angels. I call upon Archangel Raphael, the healer, and Archangel Michael, the protector. So as I'm doing Reiki, oftentimes the angels will come in and give a message to the my client that will be usually related to health issues that will also benefit them. And so it's always a win-win. I always work with the angels when I do mediumship. Archangel Azrael. So I use the angels in all that I do. There's not an area that I don't call on the angels for. But it goes hand in hand for me.
Yeah, and I use Reiki on stoplights.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, I'm a Reiki master also, and stoplights are my favorite to use it on. It tells me when I'm in the right energy. If they turn green as I come and they stay red, I got some enlightening to do in my inner self. But when it comes to the angels, the spiritual world, setting intentions, inspirations, goals, whatever word you choose, mm-hmm. how is it to be open and willing to receive messages from the higher conscious and the subconscious that seem unsettling to the conscious mind but are the path forward? And how do the angels help smooth that road out to you?
You know, one of my prayers every morning is, how can I be of service today to the light? What can I do to help other people? And usually if the angels are going to move me into an area, let's say doing, like I never thought I'd be doing mediumship. I also work with earthbound energy. And if I'm going into an area that might seem a little unsettling or I don't think I know enough about it, I just ask them to guide me step by step by step. And in doing so, I have grown and there's just more tools that I have and more confidence that I have, and I just constantly call on them for inspiration, for guidance, for clarity. So I'm not saying that I always move in to a new area without any concerns. I just ask for their guidance, for their protection, and to know I'm doing what it is that they would have me do, that God would have me do.
Now, you
and
use
so
the word
just,
a lot. Oops, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead. What word do I use?
Guidance. Not knowing.
Guidance.
Not that. Guidance.
Yeah.
And see, here's the thing. When somebody uses and when you use the word guidance and guide, you're allowing yourself to experience the expansion and to expand into the pathway of prosperity that's going to open you up the most. And how do you
yes.
think that using the word guidance actually lets people dance in their own light?
Ooh, I love the way you put that. You know what? It's such a joy to be able to ask to be of service. Or let's say it's something that I want to manifest. And as I watch it unfold, let's say, for instance, my office. I've got a brand new office that I'm working out of in my home, and I didn't think I could afford it, but it's like, okay, I'd like to have this for me and, you know, for my clients, and it's the work that I do because I do this full-time. Help me manifest this. And I had it within 3 weeks. And it's that joy of knowing that I can ask and then watching how the angels make it happen, how it unfolds before me. Now, it might mean that I'm busier doing readings. It might mean, you know, looking for sales. Whatever it is, it just happens, and it just brings me, you know, always giving a thank you to the angels. It just brings me joy being, again, in that flow. You know, I'm just so used to it. I like the way you say dancing in the light, because I truly am at peace on, even when things are difficult. It's like I can have that peace because I know that the angels are supporting me and my loved ones. We can always ask the angels to be with our family members that are ill and have peace about it.
You know, you just said that. said something there, and I really want people to hear. She didn't say, Joy didn't say happy. She said peace. And when you're at peace in turmoil, you're going to come out in a brand new way.
Absolutely.
So and I want to talk about angeltalkcafe.com. And you can go on there and you can contact Joy. There's a contact Joy down about the one, two, three, about the bottom right above blog, and you can contact Joy, get an angel reading. But you also have something coming up that I really wanted people to talk about here, and it was about the angel writing class. When you get ready, when do you feel you're going to have that? Because that would help people open up not only journaling for a book, but journaling their own life and clearing it and cleaning it, cleaning their life. So when do you tell people what that angel writing class is about, please?
It's a class I've developed I call Automatic Angel Writing, and it is literally learning to communicate with the angels and receiving your messages and writing them down, getting used to writing down the messages that you're receiving, because sometimes the messages might come so quickly and that we get into the habit of writing down, and so we can go back and we can take a look at it. But literally, it's about clearing our space and energetically to receive the communication from the angels and literally writing your question out and the answers that you receive using prayer. I always use the candle when I work with the angels. And I am actually going to be teaching that class by teleconference, meaning people can just call in from the comfort of their home.
So and it'll be on the angeltalkcafe.com. Now I'm on this one. It's called the Twin Flames, Soul to Soul. How can you actually expand people in? Because everybody has a love pattern they want told to them every day. How does the Twin Flame story open that up to them? Or the Twin Flame, Soul to Soul communication allow them to experience that?
Twin Flames are different than a soulmate. And I just recently found my twin flame. It literally, at the beginning, a soul split in two. And it's two complete souls. And it's a really rare and unique situation where you meet your twin flame. And it is a relationship that is so unique from any that either one has ever had, and is literally the other half of your soul, even though you are complete. And it's just such a beautiful, beautiful relationship. And at the same time, there's a lot of spiritual work that's done between the two. It's a whole nother level. It's a whole new ball game with twin flames. And recently, like I said, I'm actually engaged right now, and we're actually doing the work together, spiritual work together. And Dan, my fiancé, is actually my new co-host on radio, Angel Talk Cafe with Joy on Blog Talk Radio. And soulmates can actually be like what I call a soul group or soul family. A twin flame is actually two halves that come together, and there's much, much work that they do. But one of the biggest purposes that you come together is for the development and the spiritual growth. And that's not always easy because situations can happen, and I'm like, oh my gosh, am I ready to really grow? So these relationships can be really intense, but so rewarding. And so now that we're certain that it is a twin flame relationship, because there's not a whole lot of information out there, we're actually going to be writing and talking about twin flames on the radio show, and there is a blog that will be up on my website soon, and we'll be blogging about twin flame relationships.
Well, that sounds very exciting. And Angel Talk Cafe broadcast is every Monday evening on Blog Talk Radio at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time. So, Joy, when people open up to trust their angels, don't they open up also to trust their own abilities to expand through life?
Yeah. Yeah, because as we open up to the angels, we're growing spiritually. And what that does, it gives us, we're grounded more in ourselves. We learn so much more about what we can do, what we're capable of doing. I believe our lives just grow tremendously, who we are as an individual and who we are or who we came here to be spiritually, what our life mission is. You're always moving forward and growing.
That's it, growing and moving forward. And, Joy, we're out of time. And I really want to thank you and the listeners for being here and the caller. It has been my honor and privilege. So, Joy, give people some angel wisdom, and I'll close out the show.
My motto is to, as always, ask your angels.
And with that, I'm going to say good night. And we'll be back Thursday night at the same time. And, Joy, you have a good evening, and everybody have a good week. And thank you, listeners, and Joy, and we will say good night.
Thank you, everyone. Angel blessings.